This morning, a couple of announcements, and one that I need to do right away. I understand that we don't have any adults in our nursery today, so I need a couple of volunteers. Shannon, we got one, and Dan. Okay, great. I'm not sure there are any kids back there either, but so, there. Thank you. I would like to remind you that summer Sunday school starts next week. We start at 8:45. Encourage you to come and join us. I am learning a lot and have a lot to share with you. So please come join us 8:45 in the Fellowship Center next week. Also out there in the narthex, next Sunday we have Senior Sunday, where we'll be celebrating our high school senior. We have only one this year. And his quillo is out there, and you're invited to stop by and tie a knot, and Sarah may have more to tell you about all that. I think there may be some other things going on out there. But before I call on Sarah, there's this dangerous-looking group over here in the choir area that I'm instructed I'm supposed to call on. I don't think I have anything to say. Sarah? Thank you, Sarah. So we're going to be able to say, instead of let there be light, we'll be able to say tonight, let there be dark, and it will be dark. Yeah, okay, good. All right. Let us prepare for our worship.
Please rise.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, full of compassion and mercy, abounding in steadfast love.
Amen.
Trusting God's promise of forgiveness, let us confess our sin against God and one another. Eternal God, our Creator, in you we live and move and have our being. Look upon us, your children, the work of your hands. Forgive us all our offenses and cleanse us from proud thoughts and empty desires. By your grace, draw us near to you, our refuge and our strength. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. In the mercy of Almighty God, Christ died for us while we were still sinners. And for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. Amen.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty Creator and ever-living God, we worship your glory, eternal three in one, and we praise your power, majestic one in three. Keep us steadfast in this faith. Defend us in all adversity and bring us at last into your presence where you live in endless joy and love. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from Isaiah. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, and with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The pivots on the threshold shook at the voices of those who called and filled the house with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has departed and your sin is blotted out." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Romans. Brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. Jesus answered him, Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered him, Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The Gospel of the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Thank you. Over the years, many of you have suggested that the real truth is that Nan writes my sermons for me. Well, I have to give her a little bit of credit this here, because this week she really did. I was telling her the idea I had for a sermon, kind of thinking out loud and hoping for some inspiration to show up. It's Trinity Sunday, I said, and so I was thinking of focusing on the apostolic greeting. I'll let that hang there for a moment, and she said, What's that? And I said, The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. It has the Trinity at the very heart of it, I continued, and it's the very first thing we say in worship each week. She looked at me and said, "Oh, honey, nobody's paying much attention at that point. We're just all getting just settled in, especially when the children were little and I had them with me too." Well, I stared back at her because, you see, that's just the problem. We don't pay a whole lot of attention to the Trinity. Oh, we know it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but beyond that, many of us probably don't give it a whole lot of thought. And it's somewhat of an odd thing. The word Trinity isn't in the Bible at all. Most sermons are intended to focus on who we are and how we live as God's people, but the Trinity is about who God is. Most Sundays and special celebrations in the church center around events in the earthly life of Jesus or other Bible people who were great men and women of faith, but this day, Holy Trinity Sunday, celebrates a doctrine. It's an odd thing. Nevertheless, it's important, and maybe more important than we realize. And perhaps that apostolic greeting can help us get to the core of who and what the Trinity means. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, it begins. Grace, not what we deserve, but just what we need. Philip Yancey defines it this way: there's nothing we can do to make God love us less. There's nothing we can do to make God love us more. In other words, grace means that God loves us with all he is, and no matter what, God loves us with an everlasting love. Isn't that what that verse in our gospel lesson today is all about? For God so loved the world. That's the grace of Christ. We can't earn it. And we don't deserve it. And by that grace, we are made new. The love of God. One youngster was having trouble learning the Lord's Prayer. He would pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, how'd you know my name?" Well, the fact is that God does know our name. Indeed, knows everything about us. You do that when you love someone. My father used to say, God loves all of us as if there were only one of us to love. God made each and every one of us, and he loves each of us with an overwhelming love. A Sunday school superintendent had two new boys in Sunday school. In order to register them, she had to ask their ages and their birthdays. The bolder of the two boys said, "We're both 7. My birthday is April 8th, 2005, and my brother's is April 20th, 2005. "But that's impossible," answered the superintendent. "No, it's not," said the quieter brother. "One of us is adopted." Before she could curb her tongue, the superintendent asked, "Which one?" The boys looked at each other and smiled. And the bolder one said to the superintendent, "We asked Daddy about that once, but he just said he loved us both and he couldn't remember anymore which one of us was adopted." That's the love of God. It's a love that makes us his. The communion of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God's continuing presence with us daily, helping us in life, comforting us in sorrow, strengthening us in hope. He's God on our side and God at our side, our companion and our friend. He sustains us, calls us, empowers us, and fills us. By the Spirit, we live in faith. A few years ago, I heard a speaker comment that once a year, every pastor should preach a sermon that is absolutely incomprehensible. That way, he continued, the people of God will be reminded that they don't understand everything about God. Well, this may be that sermon, but the Trinity is indeed a mystery. People try to explain the three in one and the one in three with all sorts of models, but the truth is that while they may be helpful, those models are all incomplete in one way or another. Here's what we know and why we celebrate the Trinity. These are the ways we have experienced God. We've experienced God as a loving parent who created us all and who will stop at nothing to claim us in his love. We've experienced God as a Savior, a Redeemer who gave himself for us when we never deserved it and who makes us new in grace. And we have experienced God as Spirit, a presence of God with us and filling us and leading us daily. God is each of these things, and each person of the Trinity is all of these things. Now, as I was talking about all this to Nan, and about how I was thinking about focusing on that first thing we say in our worship, she giggled and said, "Yes, we interrupt your life to bring you this greeting." Well, yeah. Yeah, this greeting fills our lives with grace, love, and faith. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
Come to the Lord.
Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. God, our Father, your hand reaches to us in love and care, creating new opportunities and new grace for us every day. You are the very source of our life and our eternal hope. Continue to watch over us and call us new to you. Lord, in your mercy, Jesus, our Savior, in love you gave yourself for us. The gift of yourself was the very gift of grace we needed. Instill in us true repentance and the desire to turn to you. Make of us forgiving, grace-filled people, that our lives may be lived in peace and love. Lord, in your mercy, Holy Spirit, our comforter and strength, you continue with us, our advocate, our helper, and our guide. You empower us for serving. You call us to faith. Walk with us through each of our days. Draw near to our hearts and urge our hearts to draw near to you. Lord, in your mercy, one God, your children turn to you in our need. Bring your healing, comforting love and hope among us, O Lord. Be with all your children, and especially those in special need whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, we thank you, Lord God, for all our loved ones who sacrificed lives and livelihoods for the freedoms we enjoy. May their sacrifices inspire us to give our lives for others as you gave your life for us. Lord, in your mercy, God of love, you have made us, you have saved us, you are with us still. May we be yours forever. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
us pray. Merciful God,
you open wide your hand and satisfy the need of every living thing. You have set this feast before us. Open our hands to receive it. Open our hearts to embrace it. Open our lives to live it. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You reveal your glory as the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, equal in majesty, undivided in splendor, one Lord, one God, ever to be adored in your eternal glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
He was betrayed. Our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Jesus Christ, host of this meal, you have given us not only this bread and cup, but your very self, that we may feast on your great love. Filled again by these signs of your grace, may we hunger for your reign of justice. May we thirst for your way of peace, for you are Lord evermore. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.